Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis 45, 1 to 15. Genesis chapter 45, verse 1 to 15. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and ruler of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me, you, your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds and all you have. I will provide for you there, because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute. You can see for yourselves, and so can my brother Benjamin, that it is really I who am speaking to you. Tell my father about all the honor accorded me in Egypt and about everything you have seen, and bring my father down here quickly." Then he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and wept, and Benjamin embraced him, weeping. And he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Afterward, his brothers talked with him. My theme for reflection is the winding road to reconciliation. The winding road to reconciliation. There is an old saying that time heals all wounds, but anyone who has been deeply hurt knows that time alone does not bring healing. Only truth and grace can do that. Consider a family argument that festers for years, with misunderstandings piling up like bricks in a wall. One day someone decides to reach across the divide, but how? Do they demand an apology? Do they test the sincerity of the other? Or do they simply say, "Let's start again"? Genesis 45, 1 to 15 brings us into one of the most emotionally charged moments in Scripture. Joseph, once the powerless younger brother, now wields immense authority as Pharaoh's right-hand man. His brothers, who years ago sold him into slavery, stand before him unaware of his identity. Joseph has played a long game, testing, concealing, even manipulating. But now the moment of truth arrives. Overcome with emotion, he finally reveals himself. "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" The brothers are stunned, likely frozen in fear. After all, why should they expect mercy? If power were in their hands, would they have been so gracious? But Joseph's next words are unexpected. "Do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life." Rather than taking revenge, Joseph offers a divine perspective. Yes, they sinned against him, but God was at work even in their betrayal. This passage challenges our ideas about reconciliation. We often think of forgiveness as a moment of pure grace, but real healing is rarely so simple. Joseph's journey to forgiveness is not immediate. He has tested his brothers, put them in uncomfortable situations, and brought them to a place where they must confront their past. It is only after Judah offers himself in place of Benjamin that Joseph finally breaks down. True reconciliation requires truth, accountability, and transformation. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "Cheap grace is the grace we bestow on ourselves. Grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ." Joseph does not offer cheap grace. He ensures that his brothers have changed before he embraces them. Yet when the moment of reconciliation arrives, it is full and free. There is no "I told you so," no lingering punishment, only tears and an invitation to come near. What does this mean for us? Lent is a time of reckoning. We are called to examine our relationships, to ask whether we have truly forgiven or if we are still holding power over others. We are also invited to see how God can bring redemption out of pain, just as he did in Joseph's life. Perhaps the wounds we carry are not meaningless. Perhaps in God's hands, even our deepest betrayals can become part of a greater story of redemption. Reconciliation is rarely clean or easy. It is a winding road, full of testing, hesitation, and emotion. But if we trust in God's work through it, we may find, like Joseph, that what was meant for harm, God can use for good. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there relationships in my life where I have withheld true forgiveness or used past wounds as a source of power? Number two, how might God be using even painful experiences in my life to bring about something greater? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take time today to pray for someone with whom you have an unresolved conflict. Ask God to give you the strength to take the first step toward healing, whether through a message, a conversation, or simply letting go of resentment in your heart. Lord, you are the God of redemption, bringing good even out of pain. Teach me to forgive as Joseph did, not with shallow words, but with a heart that seeks true healing. Help me to trust that you are working even in my wounds. Where reconciliation is possible, give me courage. Where it is not, give me peace. May my heart be free from bitterness, so that I may love as you love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.